Episode 2. This is the second part in our four-part October mini-series dedicated to the Catholic Church's beautiful teaching on the dignity of every human life. Last week in episode 1, as the Synod for the Family began in Rome with Pope Francis, we reflected on the prophecy of Sister Lucia, to whom our Blessed Mother appeared at Fatima. Sister Lucia prophesied, "The final battle between the Lord and the reign of Satan will be about marriage and the family. Don't be afraid, because anyone who works for the sanctity of marriage and the family will always be contended and opposed in every way, because this is the decisive issue." And we saw last week that this really is the case, that Satan is out to attack marriage and the family, as he was from the very beginning with Adam and Eve. St. Paul says the bishop and his priests and deacons must be able to encourage men in sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. We know that the church teaching on marriage and the family hasn't changed. And so as St. Paul says, in season and out of season, whether popular or unpopular, we continue to preach the good news about God's beautiful plan for marriage and the family. And even though we will always be contended and opposed, we're not afraid. We fear not. We turn 10 times the more to God for mercy and forgiveness. Today in episode 2, I'd like to begin by asking you if you've ever heard of the name Gianna Jessen before. Gianna Jessen. At the last Mass, one of our parishioners came up to me and said, "I got to have dinner with Gianna Jessen." I think she was the only person who has heard of her name before. Now, I see a few smiles. Then that seems to indicate that some of you know who Gianna Jessen is. You really have to know this outstanding young 38-year-old woman. Sadly, she wasn't in the news much last month. She should have been. Last September the 9th of 2015, that's just a month and 2 days ago, this 38-year-old woman testified before the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee in Washington, D.C. And she told her powerful, inspirational story. If you haven't seen it, you really should go online to watch it. I have here the transcript of the text that she used for her talk. It's absolutely inspirational. She told the story that her biological mother, when her mother was 7.5 months pregnant with her, Gianna, her biological mother went to Planned Parenthood, who encouraged her to get a late-term saline abortion. Now, I can't talk to you about saline abortions because it's really too emotional. It'll probably make me cry. Her mother was given this saline injection, and after 18 hours of burning within the womb of her mother, she was born alive at 6 o'clock in the morning on the 6th of April, 1917, in Los Angeles. She was born alive after being burned inside for 18 hours. Now, thanks be to God, 6 a.m. is a little too early for the abortionist to arrive at the clinic. So thanks be to God, since she was born alive, the nurse had to rush her to the emergency room where doctors didn't expect her to live. And yet she lived. Because of the abortion and the lack of oxygen to her brain, she would suffer permanently, as she does today, with cerebral palsy. It's an amazing story. She lived. They said she would never walk. She walks. She was brought into foster care, and she was later adopted. She tells this whole story to Congress, and in this beautiful text, it's only 3 pages if you read the text, she says, "Cerebral palsy is a gift to me." Wow. How many of us, myself included, think that the crosses that you're carrying right now is a gift and an opportunity to grow closer to Jesus? She thinks cerebral palsy is a gift. Not only that, she said to Congress, she said, "I forgive my biological mother." Wow. She has this spirit of forgiveness inside of her. And she's given any ounces of hate over to Jesus so that it can be crucified with him on the cross. This is an amazing woman. And after she told this beautiful story of forgiveness and love, she went on to tell Congress about the evils of Planned Parenthood. She reminded Congress that Planned Parenthood receives $500 million taxpayer dollars. $500 million taxpayer dollars, that's what she said, to continue to fund abortions, to harvest and to sell body parts of aborted babies, which is just an evil consequence of the evil action of abortion. She quoted the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, who said, "The most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it." What an abomination. That's the founder. The basis of Planned Parenthood believes that the most merciful thing you can do is to kill someone. Which I think I remember that being against the commandments that we heard in today's gospel, isn't it? Yeah, that's awful. That's an abomination. She said to Congress, she said, "We will have to give an account as a nation before God for our apathy and murder of 50 million children within the wombs of their mothers." Doesn't that sound like the second reading today? From St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, he says that we're going to have to render an account. She says to Congress, "We're going to have to render an account for God for our ho-hum attitude and murder of children." She said to Congress, "I'm asking you to be brave." I'm asking you to be brave. What a great appeal from this 38-year-old survivor of abortion. I'm asking you to be brave. And sadly, they weren't brave this time, were they? They are continuing to fund the evil abominations of Planned Parenthood. But we don't give up hope. For God, nothing is impossible with him. So although this time they weren't brave, we pray that someday they will be. Gianna ended her beautiful address to Congress with these two sentences. She said, "I'm alive because of the power of Christ Jesus alone." Wow. What a great statement to Congress. "I'm alive because of the power of Christ Jesus alone, in whom I live and move and have my being. Without him, I am nothing, and with him, I am everything." And that's how she ended. Wow. What an inspiring witness of this 30-year-old woman, Gianna Jessen. I encourage you to look up her powerful story. What is God calling us to do? Well, right now, Priests for Life, along with 27 other Christian pro-life groups, some Catholic and some Christian, joining together in an ecumenical force of Priests for Life and other pro-life groups, are right now having 8 days of prayer and fasting to end the evil of abortion and the evils propagated by Planned Parenthood. It started yesterday, and it goes through next Sunday, the 10th of October through the 18th of October. Jesus says some demons can only be cast out by prayer and fasting. So I invite you to join me in these wonderful pro-life groups this week to pray and to fast to end the evil of abortion. Do you remember last July? On July the 28th, when 220 people went to Planned Parenthood in Rochester? It's in the Courier. You can read about the inspiring stories that were told by the people who were there, including our own bishop, Bishop Quinn, and our bishop emeritus, Bishop Harrington. They were there praying. And Bishop Quinn gave a great talk. He says, we have to respect the dignity of every person, even those who disagree with us. We respect their dignity as made in the image and likeness of God. He says, shake their hands, smile at them, tell them that God loves you, tell them God bless you, and encourage them at the same time with love to convert and to turn away from their wicked ways and back to the one true God. And so this week, we pray and we fast. Jesus looks at us with love today, and he says, be brave. Be brave, because no creature is concealed from God, but everything is naked and exposed to the eyes of God, to whom one day we must render an account. Be brave and live for Christ Jesus, in whom we live and move and have our being, without whom we are nothing, and with whom we have everything. Amen.